This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today our study of the Church versus Modernism. Last time we had just began a consideration of the difference in the view of truth that we find in the Bible and the view of truth that we find taught by modernists. The Bible view is that truth and it alone can make men free from sin. The Lord Jesus Christ said, as recorded in John chapter 8, verse 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." We must recognize that according to Bible teaching, truth is absolute and it is attainable. That means it's not subject to the whims of the individual thoughts of the individual person, and that it actually can be learned. It neither depends upon the viewpoint of individual men, nor does it change with changing situations. Further, truth can be learned by individual persons. Truth can be obeyed by individual persons. To refuse or to fail to obey the truth results in the loss of the soul of the disobedient person. However, in the eyes of the modernist, truth is relative and subjective. That is, the modernist holds that truth depends upon the thinking of the individual who actually confronts the phenomena involved. According to the relativist, truth cannot really be learned. It can only be sought. In other words, you can't really know that you know the truth. You can only look for it. This view means that man can never come to knowledge of God. It means that one can never come to knowledge of Jesus Christ. It means that one can never come to knowledge of the Holy Spirit or of the sacred Word of God. But of course, I am happy to say that the modernist is wrong in his view of truth. Truth can be learned. It can be obeyed. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I plead with you to accept the Bible view of truth and to reject the modernistic view of it. Now let us turn to the matter of authority and compare the Bible view of it and the modernistic view of it. The proper view of the chain of authority is as follows. Authority inherently resides in God. This is the case because by virtue of the fact that God created man and he created the world, and has given all authority unto Jesus Christ, his Son, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. Christ sent the Holy Spirit upon the apostles. The apostles laid hands upon other men, giving them the power to infallibly reveal the message of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The apostles and prophets, those men upon whom the apostles had laid hands to impart the gift of prophecy, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, have given us the inspired scriptures. There is nothing else authoritative for men living today. I do not have the right to simply invent some creed or catechism and hold that it will save my soul or the soul of anyone else. Modernism is simply wrong in its view of authority. All authority has been given in heaven and on earth to Jesus Christ, and he, through the Holy Spirit and the apostles and prophets, have put that authority in the sacred scriptures. And so to learn the will of God, you must learn what the Bible teaches. Now we turn to the view of Jesus Christ, the view of Christ in the Bible, and the view of Christ as taught by the modernists. The Bible teaches that the Word existed in the form of God before his incarnation. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8, and John chapter 1, verse 14. John said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible further teaches that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John 1, 14. That he was born of a virgin. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. That he is God. John chapter 1, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8. And that he was man. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. That he was perfect in character. A perfect example, so great and wonderful as to be beyond mere human invention. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but one which hath in all points been tempted like as we, yet without sin. Friends, we plead with you to follow the Christ of the Bible and to reject the Christ of the modernists.